Hello, everyone, and welcome back to After Dark.
Howdy.
Hi, patrons. Hi. Thank you for your support
Hello.
Of this tier. We really appreciate you, obviously. This is the podcast, the bonus podcast we do, where we talk about anything other than video games, and we wave the entire time.
Yes.
Oh.
Any question, you can ask it in the post that goes out periodically. It's a fortnightly show. Most of you already know this. If you're listening for the first time, hello. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi. We've got the hat. It's full of questions.
Yes.
We're going to pull them out randomly. Peter is going to go first.
Peter?
Sorry if I sound a little husky today.
Husky.
We went out last night.
We did.
My birthday.
Birthday.
This is from Ian Jasper, who has first two names. who says, "Hiya, Bap. I once saw a very elderly lady ride her mobility scooter down the side of a very steep hill in a local park, wearing the biggest fuck-off grin on her face, and a friend's 70-year-old dad listened to trance in his car. Do you think we're all too ready to judge what people should or shouldn't do according to their age? Mm. I'm in my late 50s, and I'm addicted to triple jump and vidiots, you see. Love everything you do. Ian, keys.
Thank you, Ian.
If it's true that you're in your 50s, that's wonderful to know that we have more than just male 25-year-olds listening to us.
That's the demo.
It is the
We've
demo.
We've also got
dads.
Dads. Young boys.
Yeah.
Some girls.
A handful of girls.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what we got. Our audience. So.
And
good
we love every
you.
Single one of you.
Absolutely. Tell all
young
of your
boys,
friends.
A handful of girls, and Ian Jasper.
Tell all of your similarly sort of, what's the demographic friends.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bring them in. Get them on board. So.
What was the question, please?
Are we too quick to judge what older people, not old
I
necessarily?
I think some older people should be judged for what they're doing.
If they're racist.
That's not what I mean. That's not to do with their age. Racists can be any age. They just happen to usually be older.
Mm.
Yes, I do think some judgment is required in very specific circumstances. Everyone is allowed to live their lives. But if I saw, I just think that there's, it's going to be hard not to sound like an asshole here.
Right.
Well, I just think that there are certain items of clothing, perhaps, that should sort of be cut off at a certain age of anyone.
Okay. Cut off as in made to be crop tops.
Yes, exactly. I think all grandmas should wear crop tops. I'm just saying that there are items of clothing that are specifically designed for perhaps more youthful people. And maybe if I saw a grandma wearing that, I'd think, hey, good for you. Bit unusual, though. Can't say I see that very often. And that's not to say that grandmas have to wear potato sacks. You know, when they hit a certain age, it's just like this potato sack age now. You've got to wear that. But sometimes when you're out and about and you see some people who are perhaps a little too old, maybe, to be wearing what they're wearing, and you think, oh, okay, that's a brave choice. Again, I respect it, but there's a little bit of judgment, just a tiny bit.
It doesn't bother me.
No.
I mean, I'm not any more than anyone else. Like, I feel like someone wearing a skirt that's, like, 4 inches long, whether it's one person or another, I'm like, okay. That's what you're wearing. That's okay. Like, I don't, in the same way that you think racism is bad from all ages.
Yeah.
I think just dress senses in general are good or bad or fine, or people should just wear whatever at all ages, pretty much.
Well, I think about this quite a lot, but more from like, when does it become unacceptable for me to continue wearing crop tops?
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what we need to decide right now.
I'm 24 this year, which
is
young.
That's so old.
Shut up.
So old.
And I think, how many years of wearing crop tops do I have left? Because do I want to be a 30-year-old still wearing crop tops? If they still look nice on me, I guess, yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a baby, I probably will have to stop wearing crop tops when I have a baby bump because, one, I hate the look of baby bumps. They make me uncomfortable seeing them on other people.
I
don't want to put anyone who feels the same way as I do through seeing my baby bump. So maybe when I get pregnant, no crop tops for me.
So
for a while.
We're not judging elderly people anymore. We're judging pregnant women. Yeah. That's what no, we're doing.
I'm not saying that that's they can't. I'm just saying that I personally won't because it makes me uncomfortable. Okay.
I don't mind the bump, but I don't like the belly button. That's what I don't like specifically. A stretched belly button freaks me out.
I think it's more the concept of pregnancy that freaks me out.
The parasitic human inside.
Yeah, I just look at a pregnant woman and I think, oh my God, there's a baby in there.
The child inside
there's
my ghost.
There's a human being inside that woman. And sometimes they're trying to get out. They put their hands
You nearly said pause.
Pause.
And the thing is, like, people go, oh my God, it's so cute. Look, the baby's feet. And I'm like, a foot, gross. But I think I just got
kicked by a baby through a skin wall.
Yeah, I think that I will not wear crop tops when I'm pregnant. But then I'm like, do I go back to wearing crop tops?
Doesn't sound like you really want to be pregnant at all.
I don't want to be pregnant.
Right, okay.
But I want to have a baby.
Right.
I mean, there are other ways.
That's why you said pause.
I know, but I don't.
You can just like go to a park right now and someone else.
I want to have a child of my own, but I don't want to have the child.
Well,
I
there
want
is
to
science.
Have a baby, but not have to be pregnant. When I my last job, there was a couple of women who were older than me. And they were like telling me about like their pregnancy, and they were like, well, when I was pregnant, you know, I couldn't walk for like the last 3 months of my pregnancy. And I was like, what? You couldn't? And then they were telling me about like their birth. And I was just sat there in this Teams chat over lockdown, just being like, what the fuck? Can I go now? I'm uncomfortable. I'm just gonna, I've got so much work to do and would rather do my work than have the conversation that they were having about having a baby.
The videographer for my wedding to be, I've not had it, she's like 8 months pregnant now. And we were speaking to her the other day and she said like, it's been just stupidly easy. Like it's nowhere near as hard as people said it would be. And I don't think she's saying that like,
people are lying.
Why would anyone? Yeah, I think she's saying she's been really lucky, but like, I think she's just like still moving around. She's all fine, and yeah.
I just know that I would have a horrible time. I just feel like
if you got that attitude, Ashton, then you got to manifest.
Look,
eventually, you've got to
manifest positivity. I'm gonna have a baby, but I'm not gonna enjoy it, and it's gonna be everyone's problem.
Ashton has issues with her belly/stomach just day to day without there being a baby next to it.
That's very true.
That's so true.
What we need to decide, though, is scientifically the age at which it's no longer appropriate for Ashton to wear
a crop top.
Mm. That's what we need to decide.
Do we think I'm already past the age?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Okay, good. Because I know that's lots of
teens
wear crop tops. She says wearing a crop top. Well, it's not even. This top is the biggest top I own. It belongs to my dad.
Not anymore.
And I've rolled it up to make it a crop top.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you. But I don't know. What age? Like 28?
I don't think
28.
Should we see how I'm doing at 28?
I don't think you can put a number on it. I think you just put a...
How about we check in every 6 months on this podcast?
Is it still acceptable for Ashton to wear a crop top?
Yeah, I think it's okay now.
It's fine.
I think it's still okay.
It's cool now.
Yeah.
Cool.
To be clear, though...
You can wear
a crop top whenever you want. And also my earlier comments about judging older people for what they wear. I don't want that taken out of context. Wear whatever the fuck you want. I really couldn't give less of a shit. But having said that, there is still a moment when I see someone who is of an age who wears something, and I just go, oh, maybe it's not judgment. Maybe it's like surprise.
Yeah.
Because
it's unusual
to see that. Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, I don't know what you would call that. I suppose surprise is it.
Maybe. Was there anything else, by the way, that we think old people should or
maybe
shouldn't
jealousy.
Do?
I mean, going down.
So it wasn't specifically about clothes.
Skateboarding, I think a little bit
but
judgment.
If you can,
it's
if
like
you can
gonna,
skateboard.
You are going to, if you've come off that thing, you're not getting up.
Yeah, but if you can skateboard at the age of 70, do you know what? Fucking go for it. I can't skateboard at the age of 23.
But they might die.
No, but if they die, go and do what they love. They can do what they like.
I think maybe older people should... And I'm saying this with a view that it should happen to me too when I get to that age. I'm not saying them, not me. Should probably retake a driving test at a certain age.
Oh, yeah.
Because they end up driving up the wrong way on the motorway and dying and
killing
people.
That does happen.
That is true.
That does really
happen. You just never get retested unless you obviously have some sort of accident at 50 or 60 or lose your license for whatever reason. Mm. You know, as far as they're aware, you passed when you were 17 and now you're 90 and you're still allowed to drive.
And the cars are completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe judgment isn't the right word in this question. Maybe it's advisable? Is it still advisable for you to skateboard at 70?
Or for someone to drive their mobility scooter down a steep slope?
Is it advisable? No. If you're having a good time, then do it.
The trance music is fine. You can listen to it.
Oh, yeah. Do whatever you want.
It's not on my street at 3 a.m.
As long as you're not endangering anyone, then that's okay. Perhaps the mobility scooter could be a danger to anyone else going ahead.
As long as if she's like screaming on her way down, you hear it coming before you see her.
Yeah, she's having a great time. She's screaming with joy.
There's a really steep hill like just around the corner from the office, and I every time I see it just want to get on a skateboard and roll down it, but I know that I would like just keep going into a tree at the end, so.
That would not be advisable. Afterwards when you hurt yourself, I would judge you a little bit.
Yeah,
but that's nothing to do with your age. It's to do with your decision making.
Yeah,
your impulse.
I judge you for being stupid.
Yeah.
Stop being silly, get off the skateboard.
Would you like to do another question?
Yeah.
This one comes from one there. Fergus Jeffs. Hey, Trawple Jump Superstars from Ben's SmackDown Twitch streams. The three of you have been gifted 1 hour in one of Newcastle's many private karaoke rooms. There are many. With no one else around to judge your respective singing abilities except each other, which go-to songs would you choose to put your own karaoke spin on within this hour? Single, duet, and trio performances are all encouraged. Have fun, Fergus Jeffs. There is not one thing that would stop me singing any song in a karaoke bar if I've had enough wine.
Mm-hmm.
I would get up on a stage in front of a room of people and have them listen to me wail a song at their faces for 3 minutes. And I would be like, I'm the best singer here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the best singer here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if I was, I don't know what my go-to karaoke song is.
No, I don't either.
Me and Fraser have decided that if we ever do karaoke, we're going to do a song from Waitress, a duet from Waitress, when we went to go see it.
Yeah.
And we've decided that we're just going to do as many musical theatre duets as we can fit into the time that we are going karaokeing.
Everyone else in the room and everyone is going to
be like,
that.
What song is this? I've never heard this song before.
More judgment there, probably, at that point.
Yeah.
We're going to do a full acting performance as well. Maybe some dance moves, some choreography.
I want to be there just for that. I'm not fucking singing, but I'll come and watch
that
spectacle.
We'll all be watching you going, should she be wearing that crop top?
It's not yet been 6 months. So, yeah. And, we'll revisit.
I'm trying to think what my go-to karaoke songs are.
Hmm. When we some years ago when we when Yogscast did a karaoke night for Jingle Jam, I sang Be Prepared from The Lion King.
Good. That's a good
Jeremy
one.
Irons, good song. But I mean, it's not necessarily my go-to. I just sort of
picked it when it was there.
Picked it kind of at random, yeah.
That's how I do with a lot of if I go karaokeing. I just pick from the list and see what takes my fancy in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But ABBA's always a good shout.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely go for a bit of like Mamma Mia. We could all do Super Trooper, Donna on the Dynamos, like in Mamma Mia.
Yeah, just sure. Just like in Mamma Mia.
Just like in Mamma Mia.
I know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Yeah.
Have you not seen Mamma Mia?
No.
What the fuck? It's a classic.
We're too old, Ashton.
You're not too old. Has your soon-to-be wife not forced you to watch Mamma Mia?
Absolutely not, no.
Amy.
But Amy has been forced to watch several seasons of the Clone Wars claymation series.
She's not done that because I wouldn't put her through it, but she willingly watched Mandalorian, and thank God it had a baby Yoda in it.
Yeah.
I think I watched the first episode without her, and I was like, just so you know, this is what happens at the end of the first episode. She was like, okay, now I'm interested.
I want justice for
Say
Amy.
Say no more.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've not seen Mamma Mia. What the fuck?
It does have Pierce Brosnan in it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Caffin.
Maybe you shouldn't be living
Maybe
here.
Maybe you shouldn't
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
We're going to watch Mamma Mia.
We're watching Taffin first.
Don't threaten me with a horrible time.
No, it's a great
because
time.
Because I will not
You'll
show
have
up.
A great time.
Look, if Wales Interactive adapted it into some form of hokey, shitty FMV game, then I would absolutely be on board with that. Watching a piece of linear cinema that's that shit
is not something I'm interested in.
With songs that have been crowbarred into a story.
I'll just listen to ABBA Gold, all right?
Oh my God, those songs were written
years apart from each other, and then someone said, right, I'm going to take all these songs
and make a fantastic film.
Somehow make a story.
Oh ABBA, more like bollocks.
I can't believe you haven't seen Mamma Mia.
I've not seen Mamma Mia.
The closest I've come to Mamma Mia is the song, I think it's in Mamma Mia, the song about that funny little girl or something.
Slipping through my fingers.
Amy listens to that and sometimes cries.
Yeah.
because she thinks about yeah. her mum looking at her or her looking at her daughter that doesn't even exist yet.
If you put that on with a mum, sobbing.
Yeah.
Sobbing.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
So that's the closest. I've just, you know, I just watched her cry next to me.
So baffled that you've never seen Mamma Mia. I can't believe this. Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, no wonder you're the way
yeah, but,
you are.
Yeah, but have you seen Beast Wars though, Ashton?
Have you seen Beast Wars?
No. Have you seen Beast Wars, Ashton?
I haven't because I'm 23.
Watch Jackass and then get back to us.
Have you seen Jaws?
No.
It's my favourite film. Why have you not seen that?
I haven't seen Jaws.
What the hell?
Is there any singing in Jaws?
Yes, there is.
It'd be better if there was singing.
There is like two occasions where people sing.
Is so. Pierce Brosnan in Jaws, like the shark, like he's eating.
He could be in Jaws, yeah.
And introducing Pierce Brosnan as Jaws.
As the inside of Jaws.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. That's great. I don't have a go-to karaoke song. The idea of singing in front of people is horrific to me, and it won't happen. I've been in one karaoke bar in my entire life.
What if it was just us?
Probably still no. Mm. I've been in one karaoke bar in my entire life, and I sort of... I got the microphone a couple of times and I think I sang in a silly voice just like because I was really drunk and I didn't want to sing properly and that was it.
Would you join us for a song?
Probably not.
Well, we were all singing together so we couldn't judge each other.
It's not even about judgment. It's just about being vulnerable. It's a complex.
Is that partly why you sang in falsetto for the Christmas song?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not going to sing sincerely. Not for anyone. Not for money. Not for you, patrons.
I mean, to be fair, we all did a bit of a weird voice.
Yeah, that
was Ashton sang really low.
Then went really high, so I thought, well, may as well.
I'll do this, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Okay.
Well, we'll sing the Christmas song at karaoke, all three of us.
Yeah, we can do that. I'll do that. As long as I'm singing it, sing the Christmas song.
We never released that on the channel, did we? Oh, it was in the... when we decorated the tree.
Harrison Clement. Hello, citizens of Earth. If you could relive an incredible moment in your life, what would it be?
Do you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Recently was 5 years since the night that me and Ben said love you for the first time.
Nice.
But it was also probably one of the best nights of my life. It was like first year. It was at a National Student Television Awards. And our student television station won like 3 awards. One of which was like the runner-up to like the best broadcaster award. And I honestly had the best time. We had been drinking before we even got there. And then they'd laid out like a full like 3 meter long table with all different kinds of wine on it. And I drunkenly... I
thought you were going to say food, but no.
No, wine.
3 meters of wine.
I drunkenly spoke to Fiona Bruce off of the telly.
Right.
She was there.
Okay.
And I talked to her for like 5 minutes. And then me and Ben spoke to her husband for like 25 minutes.
Mr. Bruce.
Wow.
Who, he was like a TV producer or something. We were talking to him I don't remember any of the conversation. And then we did the awards and there was food and we like were really hyped up that we were winning these awards and stuff. And then we had this party afterwards and we said, I love you. And we just boogied like the rest of the night. And it was honestly one of the best nights of my life. Nice. And I was thinking like, I don't know if I've ever had a night that could chase that high quite as much as that has. So I'd probably relive that night again because that was a really good night.
That sounds like a lovely night.
Sounds like a good night.
And this time I would not get so drunk before talking to Fiona Bruce.
You want to be stone cold sober.
I want to be stone cold sober so that if we ever do meet again eventually, she doesn't go, money, that girl that was absolutely shit-faced talking to me at that
Ashton Matthews MILF Hunter. Pleased to meet you.
Yeah, and then my boyfriend was... So she was delivering an award, which is why she was there, because her son went to the university that was, like, doing the awards. And she was doing a speech about how there's not enough women in television and that women are always put to the side by the men. And obviously all the women in the room were going fucking crazy. And my boyfriend was standing up and going, you don't need no man, Fiona Bruce, like at the top of his voice. And I said, sit down, this is about you.
Oh my God.
Wow. And I was like, shh, 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 shh. And luckily you couldn't hear him because like everyone was just like screaming. But I was like, stop. You're embarrassing me.
It's one of the rare stories.
In front of Fiona Bruce.
From the rare anecdotes you've told where it wasn't you that was
being
told to shut up. It was because he was drinking at the time. He doesn't drink that much anymore. But at the time, we were both very, very wine drunk.
You don't need no man, Fiona Bruce.
Yeah. do quote that to myself. Like, if, sometimes if I do it, I'm like, you don't need no man, Fiona Bruce. Happens, like, just all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So, yeah.
Words to live by.
That's my night to relive. Hmm. What about you?
I had two very good house party, like flat parties at halls at Newcastle when I was there for a year that I can't distinguish between in my head because they were both really good. I know what distinguished them in a sense. They were both fancy dress. One of them was a Halloween party,
right,
and I was dressed as Robin.
Nice.
There was a guy in my flat dressed as Batman. And another one was a 90s themed birthday party. And I was dressed as Ace Ventura. And on both occasions, it was, did I say it was my birthday party? It wasn't just a birthday party.
Oh, it was your birthday party.
Yeah, it might have even been my 21st. No, it wouldn't have been. It was later than that. But anyway, I just had a really good time at both. And especially the birthday one, because everyone was just being nice to me. And like, I was the focus of the whole thing. But even at the Halloween party, it was our flat. Both of these were our flat. And we'd invited like the entire building down, and you know, everyone just thought that like me and my housemates were the best, and we were all having a good time. And then we all went out at like 1:30 or 1 a.m. or something to a club, and we queued up outside this club for a while, but it was really busy because that was the Halloween one. It was really busy, and we decided, oh, we're not going to wait around anymore. So some of us came back to the flat. I came home with both of the Shining twins, and the next morning, I was in, one of them was in my bed. So that was a good night.
How did that happen?
At least it wasn't both of them.
It wasn't both of them. I'm not saying I've forgotten the bit between coming home with one of them and waking. I'm just saying.
And
you
this
know,
will
I was trying to be delicate.
This yeah. episode will air after Peter's wedding.
Yeah.
He is intentionally omitting his wedding night as the night that he would relive.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
It's when he. When he fucked a
shining
twin. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyone that you'd like to relive fucking, Ben?
Not that these guys need to know about, quite frankly.
I don't kiss and tell, but I didn't say her name. All you
she
know
was
is
just
she was
the just
one
shining.
Of the two. You don't even know which one it was. So
no, it could have been.
Left twin or right twin.
Could have been either. Was it a night or a day?
And it's the moment, I think.
Okay, well, I'd say maybe it's a toss-up between my cousin's wedding, which was just lovely and really nice, and it was the last time all of our family were together before they all started selfishly dying, which was just extremely rude of them.
Come on, guys.
Oh my gosh.
And that was a really lovely time. And then there was, I think, my birthday 2020 lockdown. See, I was by myself. I wasn't like, you know, because everyone was locked down at home, and I didn't have a flatmate, and I wasn't living with my partner at the time. And so I was like fully geared up for just like a lonely boy birthday, which I was very at peace with because I don't really like fuss for my birthday.
You're quite keen on lonely boy birthdays.
It makes
me
extremely uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of like, I don't mind like an intimate gathering, but I don't like lots of people around. So I thought I'm going to spoil myself like the birthday princess I am. Like you were. Yeah. Well, you are currently.
You are the birthday.
You were yesterday, even though it wasn't
princess.
Your birthday, no. And now you get nothing until
it's
your
birthday
actual
week.
Birthday.
You get birthday week, princess. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was the birthday princess on that particular day, and so week. I treated myself to like,
week.
Week, birthday princess.
On that
birthday week.
Yeah, birthday week. Yeah.
My birthday week. But that particular day was my actual birthday, so it was especially special. So I got up and I ordered like a really fancy like breakfast muffin thing from a takeaway place. Enjoyed the shit out of that. Had like a FaceTime with my parents and my family and opened some cards and stuff. And that was lovely. Took myself out for a nice walk and it was a really lovely sunny day. Oh. And like I went and sat down and like just chatted on the phone to some more family members in the sun. And that was nice. Made my way back home, hopped onto the console and played some games with the boys because they couldn't go anywhere either. Mm. And that was lovely. And then my partner came up and surprised me. And it was such a lovely day. And I think about it often. And
you
I
were
think
in each other's support bubbles.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, precisely. And I think that was probably the best birthday I've ever had. Mm. It was really nice. Even though it was a lockdown birthday, it was actually just because there were no expectations on the day at all. And it was just really lovely. So I'd probably relive that.
Oh.
Ashton, you now at some point need to do an answer to a question where, taken out of context, it sounds really bad. Because Ben has done one where he says he hates all old people.
Yeah.
I've done one where I've said, I fucked one of the Shining twins.
Yeah.
That's your preferred memory over any with your fiancé.
And I'm not just saying it's, you know, that's better than my fiancé.
Maybe she was the Shining twin.
Well, I think Peter would have said.
No, I'm not even saying it from the sense that, like, I didn't say, oh, it was a romantic night with my wife-to-be that was the happiest day of my life. I'm saying, I mean, I want to put this is crude, but the Shining twins in the film are, like, young girls, is my point.
Yeah.
So I'm now on record saying I fucked one of the Shining twins, is what I'm saying, is out of context.
And to be clear,
horrendous.
They were the same age as you.
They were not a child.
Yes, not a child. No, not at all. They were like, you know, slutty, sexy Shining Twins version. You know, that's what people... Slutty cat, slutty... what are the slutty things that people wear for Halloween?
I can't think of everything.
Beast War Transformer.
Slutty Beast War Transformer.
Slutty Abba. Who is Abba in the Abba film? There's someone walking and goes, me, Abba.
Abba.
Slutty
hey,
Donna,
what's up?
Slutty
Annabelle.
Donna from...
Pierce Brosnan as Abba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slutty Donna from Mamma Mia or Slutty Colin Firth. From Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Is that his character's name?
No. He's just Colin Firth and he's great.
Okay. I also hasten to add, I don't use the word slut, but you know,
it's a
Halloween meme, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you are, I'm slutty cat.
It's the one night a year that a girl can dress slutty.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah. Okay.
Just say something else problematic.
I'll see if I can find something problematic to say, but I'm just an unproblematic gal.
It's a tiny one. Okay,
you get away
here's
with
a
it
chance.
Because you're a woman.
As I'm adorable.
So another one.
You could very easily say something bad here. Hey, Bap, if you had... this is from Rob DW. Hey, Bap, if you had to fight a celebrity, politicians not allowed, in a boxing match for charity, which celebrity would it be? Keep up the good work.
I'd want to beat someone who I think would actually... Like, I could beat them, or it would be a fair match, because... I am quite weak and feeble.
You beat me in an arm wrestle last episode.
No, look, we're not talking about that. Because I beat you because you let me, and then Peter beat me.
Yeah.
That means
Peter's the supreme.
Peter's the strongest Avenger.
Yeah, that's right. That's how that works.
I don't know. I would need someone who I don't think would beat me, but I don't know if anyone is like... Maybe Miranda Cosgrove from iCarly, because she seems like she would cry, maybe. She did a podcast recently, and they were like, Do you swear? And she went, I do cuss a little, yeah. And they're like, what's your favorite? She went, probably fuck. And it's like, honestly, iconic. She's an icon. She's like...
It's the correct answer, by the way.
Yeah.
That is the best swear word.
It is the best one. But she is like 30 now, and they're doing an iCarly reboot. So I probably could take her in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
I reckon.
You don't think that that's
I think she'd beat the shit out of me, but...
You could be in prime physical condition.
But then I could say that I punched iCarly in the face.
Right.
I punch iCarly is what I will say.
I punch iCarly.
So Miranda Cosgrove is my answer.
Black iCarly.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I think in order to have a chance of winning a fight, I would have to either pick someone young, perhaps a Shining twin, or maybe someone very old. Yeah. So there's probably some really old, curmudgeonly celebrity that no one likes who I could just beat the crap out of.
Well, what's his name? Clint Eastwood seems to be gracelessly dying.
Clint Eastwood, known tough man.
Clint Eastwood's very old, but also
Harvey
Weinstein.
Sexual assaultist, Harvey Weinstein. Apparently too feeble to go to prison. Prince Andrew, that's a good one.
I could punch Prince Andrew.
Does he technically fall under the politician
area?
Not quite, but...
No. He falls under the nonce category.
Well, yes, yeah, but so do so many politicians.
Yeah.
Although Prince Andrew is probably the kind of person who did box in his youth.
He definitely boxed.
So,
but he doesn't sweat, so he wouldn't have to worry about getting any sweat.
No, that's true, actually. Yeah. Yeah, and we could all go for pizza afterwards.
City noncey man.
Yeah, maybe Prince Andrew. I'll give him a punch.
Is this for charity? Did it say?
It did say
for charity, but me and Ashton didn't factor that into our decision at all.
But that's the thing. I wanted to double check, because if it's for charity, then it doesn't really matter. If it was like, if it wasn't for charity and I stood to make a lot of money, I'd probably say something like Logan Paul, because he's a fucking scam.
Well, see, I was going to say that, but
I could make a load of money.
He would still just
beat the
he
shit
would,
out of
he would beat the crap out of
us. I don't want to get beaten by
I'm fully aware, but I would get beaten up for millions of dollars.
And I guess if he would probably beat you or me or any of us that much that quickly that we would just go down in round one and actually sort of be okay.
Yeah.
Like you would just take a massive tumble right at the beginning.
You'd get punched in the nose and go, oh, that really hurts, actually. Yeah. I'm going to sit down. I didn't
just
like
stay
that
on the ground. And if you just sat on the ground and he beat you in the head over and over, they would just throw the towel in immediately. They'd be like, these people do not know what they're doing. This match is over. So millions of dollars.
I'll take that. I'll take the purse. Thank you. So if I didn't stand to make any money because it's for charity, I'd probably just go with a celebrity that would just be really cool to hang out with. Like just to have it, because if it's a charity boxing match, presumably you're not out for each other's blood.
No,
you know it's for charity. You'll be hitting each other, but maybe you'll be wearing a lot of protective gear and padding, and it will it'll be very
little helmet.
Be relatively little helmet, the boxing helmet. It'll be probably quite tame. So maybe like a famous actor of some kind. You know, maybe it'd be very cool to have a celebrity boxing match with Ewan McGregor.
Oh yeah,
just hang out with Ewan McGregor for the day, and like we're ready to make some money tonight. Yeah, don't hit me too hard.
You gotta do the like thing where they like get up in each other's grills and like.
Yeah. I'd let Ewan McGregor beat the shit out of me. Anytime.
Of course you would.
Yeah,
you'd really get off on
absolutely
that.
Sure. Yeah.
Ewan McGregor was the Shining twin.
Yeah, he was. He was in The Shining, wasn't he? Or was he in? Yeah,
I don't know.
He wasn't in The Shining. He was in the follow-up one that they did.
Ewan Mabeda, more like.
Absolutely.
Did your stomach just rumble?
Yeah,
directly after mine as well. That was weird.
I feel like the one other thing that could be fun is to pick someone who it would just be weird to see in a boxing match. Like you get to decide that's who I'm boxing, and they just get dragged into the ring, even if they're like that's not their style.
Here comes Mr. Blobby.
Like Mr. Blobby. I mean, you could probably beat him in a fight.
Can't see where he's going.
I'd like to see someone like Russell Brand in the boxing ring. I think he'd like jump all over the place and be doing this. I think
bring back Celebrity Deathmatch, whatever it was called, from MTV.
Absolutely. Ashton?
I have a question from Stephen Norrie. Some cultures use star signs as personality type indicators. Others use blood type. What loose personal characteristic would you choose to have a very broad stereotype applied to?
I did not know that blood type is used as a personality indicator. No.
I don't even know what blood type I am.
I don't. That's what they say. People say, isn't it funny that everyone knows their star sign, but they don't know their blood type? A lot of people don't know their blood type.
What do you think my star sign is? You might know it already. What do you think my star sign is?
Your classic asparagus behavior.
Yeah.
Shut your face.
No, because it's bollocks.
It's just a question, Ben.
Sorry.
Why did you have to make it so rude?
Sorry.
Just ask the nice question.
I answered. You're an asparagus. I don't know what to say.
Chlamydia vibes from you.
You're a Geminis.
No.
Wait, what you're a Libra.
I'm trying to remember what month you're
born
in.
You're a Taurus.
Nope.
When's your birthday?
You're a Cancer.
July.
You're a Cancer.
No. Close, though.
Well, that doesn't mean anything to me.
That's the one after me.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything.
Leo?
Yeah,
I'm
a Leo.
That was just a guess.
She really is a classic.
I know
Leo.
Ben's because...
you asked the other day.
You're Aries.
No,
Taurus. Taurus. Yeah. I'm an Aries.
You're same as my mum. Not my mum. My dad and my sister.
Yeah, I know.
We all know each other. We're all in the Taurus group chat.
Yes. It's my favourite Pokemon.
Because it means so much.
What star sign are you then?
Aries.
Aries. Mm. Oh, you're the Aries and you're the Taurus. I don't really... I think it's all bollocks. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like real, but I just like knowing it. I think it's a nice thing to know.
Is it?
Yeah, you're
I'm genuinely
Aries,
curious
nice.
As to why that is.
I just like it's just a nice thing, a little personality trait, isn't it? Oh, Ben, yeah, he's a
isn't
Taurus.
Isn't it?
Oh, Ben's a Taurus. Some girls would be like, oh, we're not compatible. I'm just like, oh, neat.
Yeah, I've seen enough of those.
You're
on
a Taurus.
Tinder,
so
that.
It's just basically like when you see those newspaper things where it's like a Taurus, and I just like to read them, even if they're bollocks, but I'd be like, oh, Ben, yours says. This week, you will be extra mean because you just don't care about star signs. isn't that
because,
wow,
because
so
you
accurate.
Are grumpy and you're deflecting from
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's right. Make it so broad that it applies to everything.
Yeah,
this
that's
week,
kind of the point.
All Aries will drink water from some kind of vessel.
Yeah.
Well, they were bang
oh
on.
Oh, my God.
The ones who died.
Yeah.
So first. Yeah. So clever. It's so clever. Yeah,
normally,
it's just,
Leo's like,
I don't know.
You like to be the center of attention, which... Couldn't be me.
No, not true at all. I just think it's more interesting. I mean, it's just as interesting in the sense that I don't know that it's that interesting to know someone's birthday as it would be their star sign.
Yeah. It's just the same. In fact, a birthday is more detailed.
It's way more useful.
And more useful.
Especially if it's a friend of yours and you're like, right, Your birthday is in this next month period. Yeah. I know that because you're an Aries. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to give you your card now.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather know that than your birthday.
Ben thought that Peter's birthday was tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's actually Sunday.
Yeah, you're getting a really good birthday card soon.
Yeah, it's already been ordered and it's in the post. It's coming tomorrow, I'm sure. I like to think that he thought that because he just didn't know what day of the week the 10th was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not that he forgot my actual birth date.
No.
I mean, I don't know what day of the month Ben's is. It's May and it's like, the 12th.
I was going to say like the 5th. It's early May.
Well, exactly. So let's all just stop throwing stones, shall we? No, it was mainly because the Moonpig app said, you got a birthday coming up and it's the wrong date. It's not even the correct date.
Okay.
It's earlier than your actual birthday.
Well, I'm not even going to be around when my birthday is. Yeah. So all my cards will be waiting for me. So I won't even know if someone sends one early or late.
I'm going to deliver to the office. So hopefully it arrives today or tomorrow.
It's meant to arrive today, it said on the Moonpig thing, didn't it?
We'll see.
Well, maybe I'll open it at the office then.
Yeah, it's a really good card.
No, it's a great card. And it's all the better for not having the correct date in it as well. It really just adds to it. So
anyway, what weird fake
mundane thing.
To judge people's...
Michael once did a thing at Poddy. It's about people who are ass readers, where they it's like palmistry, but they read your butt cheeks and tell your future. I like that.
I think maybe like what your go-to sauce on a bacon butty is. Like, are you a ketchup or a brown sauce kind of person?
Or a nun.
What if you're
or
a nun?
Or a butter. Yeah, well, that's exactly. There's lots of options here.
I'm a nun. If they put butter on it, I don't mind one or the other, but I don't choose sauce.
I put ketchup on mine. I'm a ketchup gal.
Yeah.
I just want a bacon butty now.
We might go get one.
I said
this
before we even came down here that I kind of need one this morning.
Oh, I'm just going to get somebody.
Just come get one. Just treat your tum-tum to a bacon roll.
Yeah.
I like ketchup on a bacon roll, but equally I'm happy to just have butter. I think butter is
that's not the question.
That's not the question.
I'm answering because you are. We're talking about sauces. Yes.
It's just the way you said like you were going back to the question.
No, I was trying to deflect from you guys trying to peer pressure me.
Well,
into
Rob,
bacon
Berties. I like Berties. Brown sauce.
Bacon Berties. I've done that before. I've completely tuned out of conversations that my parents were having, like my family were having about stuff, and like they were talking about ice cream briefly about getting it. And then they went on to something else, and I just completely tuned out because I was thinking about ice cream. And then I went, "Oh, I like honeycomb," and they just don't stop.
They're talking about just like, a thing. How do you guys want to be buried?
Yeah. I
like honeycomb,
and that has just been a thing that no one has ever let me forget ever since because I was just thinking about ice cream. Mundane things that you can be just eye color,
right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
What?
You just got blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
I got a bit of brown in one of my eyes. Mm.
Blue eyes.
Yeah, I've got blue eyes. Yeah, they're not brown, but there's a bit of brown in one of them.
Right.
Clara, have you got Ashton?
I think they're green, but they kind of change colour.
Yeah, they don't know what they want to be.
One time, we were doing a thing in,
one time,
in
they were
primary school where they were like going, we're going to sort everyone by eye colour to talk about like DNA and traits and stuff.
Right.
And my teacher was going around the room and being like, your eyes are brown, your eyes are blue. He stopped at me and he looked at me for like a couple of seconds, leaned back, looked at me again, and I was like, what's wrong? And he went, Ashton, your eyes are grey. And I was like,
they're not.
Thanks. And then he just walked to the next person and was like, blue.
So you just had to stand on your own in the
corner.
And
I was like, brilliant. I've got grey eyes. Good. They were like,
everyone with the mud jeans, will you stand in this
corner,
please?
And everyone was like, the blue eyes, the brown eyes, the green eyes. And I was there, but my eyes are grey, apparently.
According to Ben's fortune telling system, grey eyes, grey personality.
Yeah, boring.
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 Boring. Boring person over here.
Yeah.
As we all know from experience.
What about you, Peter? What mundane thing?
Oh, apart from ass reading, which exists.
Yeah.
How about whether you have the toilet roll over or under?
Mm. Yeah.
Basically, well, we know whether you're correct or incorrect.
Yeah, psychopath.
Over.
Yeah.
Over. Yeah. Okay.
You don't want it against the door or the wall or whatever you've got it attached to.
No.
Unless you're one of the people who does for some reason.
Weird. Mm.
The only reason that that ever happens is when you put the roll on in a hurry and you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Or if you've got, like me, a suction cup, blue roll holder that goes onto the side of the door just because that's how your bathroom's built. And occasionally it falls off and makes a massive fucking noise in the middle of the night and it scares the shit out of you. Mm. And then you put it back on and it's the wrong way around. You don't realize until the next day. Like, oh my God, it was hung the wrong way all night. Embarrassing.
This is not like anything to do with which way around the roll is, but recently I got a new brand of toilet roll, and for some reason this brand just keeps rolling itself off the roll. So I keep coming home to like loads of toilet roll. Just like
what?
It's like come. It's that's like rolled not right. off the like.
That is
cardboard.
Nothing to do with the brand. And I'm someone's coming in. And
how does that happen?
I don't know. It just it like the last couple
rolling
of rolls.
Itself off the roll.
I've got this weird brand that's got a feature that unrolls.
And the
itself.
Other ones didn't. Like the last brand I got didn't do this. And then it gets halfway down, and I come home, and it's all on the
how
floor.
How heavy is the paper?
I don't know. This is the thing that's confusing me.
Is this the Adam? Family brand of toilet.
There's just a hand going around your flat.
But it keeps happening.
Jesus.
That's weird.
It is weird. I don't know why it's doing it. It's weird.
So do you just leave it there and just use
the pile?
No,
I try and roll it back up. Lean it on top and it still unrolls itself.
Next time it happens, send us a photo.
I'll send you a picture.
I want to see how bad it is that you come home and there's just a pile of loose toilet paper on the floor.
Unbelievable.
Weird.
That's not weird.
Was that the answer to the question about weird ways to judge people?
Yeah.
Whether or not your toilet roll unfurls itself during the day.
Yeah, you're
away from that. Okay, this is from Like a Glove. Congratulations, Pachiti has decided your hard work should be recognised. You have been given
chance would be a fine thing.
You've been given a, comma, whole 12 months off work. Comma, and an unlimited spending budget on the company credit card for the whole year. What you doing, space, question mark.
First thing I'm doing is saying that Adam Pachiti is actually the best boss I've ever had.
You're already asking for trouble today, Peter Austin.
I know, I don't know why. Feeling
froggy.
Feeling froggy.
Feeling froggy.
Watch me froggy ornaments.
Want a bacon sandwich.
Yeah.
I'll come with you and I'll smell them.
Feel like shit, just want a bacon sandwich.
I mean, that's how I feel.
Essence of bacon into your...
Can I sniff your sandwiches, please?
Adam is fantastic. And this, I mean, to be honest, this almost sounds like something he would actually do. Just say, hey, here's the company credit card. Off you go for a year, all three of you.
Mm. Yeah.
He's that nice.
But we are a small business. And even if we... Well, it said unlimited budget, but we do not have unlimited funds. So in this scenario, I think we should remove ourselves from it being related to Cultaholic Ventures LTD.
Right.
And we just get a special card that gives us unlimited money.
Okay.
I don't want to suggest to people that we just have all the money in the world and we can go do some crazy stuff.
Not
because
at
we
all.
Can't.
No, we can't.
You know, we're a small business and we
live to our means.
We live to our means, precisely.
It's a very broad question in that case. Just what would you do if you had unlimited money for a year, basically?
Travel around the world, go into buffets.
That's exactly what I would do, yeah. I would take a 12-month holiday. I would buy a house. I'd basically buy everything I need and pay it all off.
Mm.
Then I would spend 11 months of the year, 10 months of the 9 months of the year.
Oh.
Traveling.
The baby time.
Mm.
The baby length.
The baby length. The baby bump. And every 3 months, I'd take a baby bump month, like a buffer month.
Right.
And I would use that to come home to my luxurious mansion and see people and hang out and like play games and watch movies and do all the stuff that I've been missing out on. But in those intermediate times where I'm away, every 3 weeks, I want to stay in a luxury resort in a different part of the world.
This
and
is
I just
so
want to
well
go
wow.
to every single place. But I don't want to be away for too long because I'll miss people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my plan. I want there to be a buffer. I want to have, basically, I just want the life that I deserve, quite frankly.
Yeah, indeed. This works pretty well for me as well because when people ask like if I'm into traveling or like where would you like to go in the world if you could go anywhere, I'm like, well, there are places I'd like to go, but I don't actually like traveling that much. I don't like flying very much. Like I'm fine with it, but like I'd rather not. And I also don't like kind of being away from home and like being kind of somewhere a bit unknown. And you know, but if it was a round the world trip, I could just do loads of little hops. You know, I could go like. Could maybe start down in London, go in somewhere nice in London, go to Paris, go to Amsterdam, you know, slowly make my way across Budapest, Prague, maybe avoid Russia.
Probably.
Yeah,
it's a good idea.
Not a bad idea.
Go down to Greece and, yeah, just hops around the world. Even better, if I or we were in luxury resorts, then we know that it's going to be a wonderful, comfortable time. And everyone is going to speak the English language.
Yes, everyone's going to speak your language.
I don't have to worry about not understanding anything.
There could be some concern that you won't get the genuine, authentic experience of visiting these countries. But quite frankly, I only have 1 year in my entire life to do this. And also, I'm fully accepting that I'm going to get really fat that year. And then as soon as I come, maybe the months that I'm back, I exercise like crazy. But the months I'm away, no exercise. Fat. I'm having the best time. I'm eating whatever I want. I'm drinking whatever I want.
I'd hire like, I really want to go to a lot of Asian countries because I really like Asian food. So I probably would, that would be my first port of call. Australia, New Zealand, travel around the States in America, South America, Africa, wherever. I'd go everywhere. But when I was there, I would probably like hire like a guide that speaks the language, but like just someone that could just take us around and is like, here's all, here's
where
we're going to
go. See, that's good, because then you can experience.
Yeah. And they will be able to translate for me. So when I say, can you tell them to make it not too spicy? They'll be like, okay.
Can I have a fork and a spoon, please?
Can I have it white flavor, please? but I think that if you have, I'd like to have someone. Whenever I think about like going traveling, and I would love to go to so many, like I'd love to go to South Korea and China and Japan. Mm-hmm. But I just know that I would not have a clue.
You'd just
how
be drowning.
So I would need someone to like, whenever I see that YouTubers go and I'm like, oh man, I would love to do that. They meet up with their YouTuber friend who also speaks like English.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd need.
Yeah.
Time to make someone some YouTuber friends. Yeah. Is that why you got this job? Yeah. So you could make big YouTuber friends.
Specifically that way.
That's even better.
How sad
I think.
Is it that you got us? You got lumped with us and we offer you nothing.
Any other languages.
All. Peter can speak some German.
Yeah. Some German. And like five words of French. Yeah. You speak more French than I do.
I speak more French than Peter, but less German than, well, the less equivalent. I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say.
You speak less French than Peter can speak German.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I can speak a bit of French too, but not an awful lot. I could get by picking up bits of like the sentences and stuff.
Un peu de français.
I think that's a very good, I think between us we've worked it out because not only do we get to do the nice thing where you're in a luxury hotel or spa and everyone speaks English and you can just relax, but we can also go out and enjoy the culture, but with a handy dandy guide who will
help us out,
look after us, and be like, here's the best place to go.
Could we do
food.
The prep work a year in advance, and for the 2 years prior, it's a long old trip, right? The 2 years prior, the person that, because you don't want to do all this by yourself, you're going to take someone with you, whether it be your partner or a friend, whoever's going with you. You pay for them to no longer have to work. You pay them a huge salary to just
learn languages
for 2 years so they can just
don't
be,
pay for yourself to
no,
do
no,
that.
No. They have to do everything. And yes, they still, you know, you still got people waiting on your hand and foot at these luxury resorts. But you know, then you have a friend who can communicate with them a little better.
I think it's just easier to pay a guide in every place that you go to.
I want to make this person work for it that's coming with me. You know, make themselves useful.
I would also, not necessarily at every stop, because I want to be able to enjoy the holiday and not be working all the time, but we could do a few little stops of BillyCon as we go around the world.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if we're all on the same continent at once, why the fuck not, right? Mm. All just hang out, meet up. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, all of you, for listening and submitting those questions. Remember,
we only got through two this time because we were too chatty.
Hey, we were way too chatty. We normally get through 9 questions. Mm. The baby number again. So make sure you submit those questions when you see the post. Don't resubmit questions, as we say every time, because they stay in the hat. So we don't need them to come back out. We could be picked out at any moment.
Especially
try not to ask any Christmas or holiday related questions.
Jesus,
because
that one stays in the hat
because you know we could pull it out in March and it could be a Christmas question,
Merry Christmas.
I think has happened. So there we are. Thank you so much for your support on Patreon. We really appreciate it, and we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. We'll see you then.
Bye,
everybody.